morning, good morning, and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where Smith gives blooms in athletics and sports. Well, hey, y'all, I just got back from Phoenix, Arizona, where I attended the luncheon, Ethnic Minority Society, which is a part of the National Recreation and Parks. And it was well worth the travel, I have to tell you. And I went to support Dr. Sonia Shaw, who is the president of the Women of Color Recreation and Parks, but also she's the founder of that, but she's the president of the Ethnic Minority Society, and I had the pleasure to be in attendance when they were celebrating 50 years. So this society, let's just be clear, is for the people of color, men and women, who have been in the parks and recs field for years. And they're so glad I attended this one because I was able to gain commemorative souvenir program that had the history and the pioneers. And I tell you, I'm just enjoying it. But I was just really excited about, you know, being there to support one of our own as well. So here's the significance of it. Dr. Shaw is the president of the National Recreation and Park Ethnic Minority Society during the 50th year of having it. So that makes it even more exciting because she is taking over doing a milestone. And so just get educated. You know, that's the part I really love. Just become educated. And look, let me tell you, I saw, this is the part where you know that you've been around a while, when you can see something that you planted and how it comes to fruition. So the first shout-out I want to give is to Dr. Tiffany Johnson. She, at the time when she's a past president, she was past president when she was in D.C. From 2013 to 2015. But here's the thing. So I walk in and I got my magazines because Dr. Shaw is in the magazine, and talking about the founding of Women of Color in Recreation and Parks. And on the cover, as you all know, is Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree, retired athletic director for North Carolina Central University. And so Dr. Johnson points and said, hey, that's my former professor. I'm a former Eagle, and I was a bowler at North Carolina Central. And I was like, what? So I go like, so you don't remember me? But see, back then, my last name was Morgan. And I was like, well, I'm the one from the conference office who brought bowling to the CIAA. And she was like, what? I'm like, yep, that was me. And so to see someone that you helped them in the athletic endeavors to become a doctor in the field because of someone that influenced her, which is Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree, but making moves, I mean sharp moves within the Parks and Rec place. And so the reason why, again, there are many, we're having I would say Brussels, because I want to say in the garden, a crop coming from sports management looking for places to land. And so that's the case. I felt that we should expand not just the collegiate athletics. As you can see, I've been many of my students from Hampton University are on the professional sports side. And I've also expanded to the YMCA. Now from Parks and Recs, because it is interchangeable. we have some individuals that have made that change. So we have got to be able to expand our garden. So seeing this young lady come up to me just warmed my heart. It's warmed my heart. And a couple of other individuals I want to give a shout out to is Dr. Maya Carter of University of South Carolina Upstate. And she is a professor in the area of parks and recreation in the aquatics side. And so she made a speaking engagement at the convention. And so we shared a table together and caught up. And we talked about, she's actually a consultant for North Carolina A&T and their aquatics program. So I was excited about that and able to connect her for some clients who have some interest in that area. So I got in some fun time too. So after the luncheon, there were some young ladies who wanted to connect, and they bought the magazine, and they said they're about to leave. We're going to the movies. I said, really? I said, what you going to go see? I already in my heart knew what it was. Yes, so it was The Woman King. And so, yes, I was able to watch The Woman King in Phoenix with these young ladies, Georgia Cole, Sheila Tate, and Dr. Donna King, all from the Ethnic Minority Society luncheon. Dr. King actually is a commissioner out of Chicago, and on her staff is Sheila Tate, and Georgia Cole is a volunteer in the Parks and Rec in Detroit. And so we were able to have a grand time watching this fabulous movie in a theater that was almost like our own. It was very few people. So we caught the matinee. But I got to tell y'all, anybody who's ever traveled with me knows I'm the clumsiest person you ever want to meet. Yes. And so this time is no different. So as we're leaving the theater to walk to Dr. Shaw's personal reception for the Women of Color Recreation and Parks at a restaurant nearby, I don't know, you know, I get the part of having trees in the middle of sidewalks for beautification. But when the tree is no longer there and there's a stump, and yes, as my husband says, you just get too excited when you're just around folks that you just enjoy. So that's what I was enjoying my company. And as I'm talking, I turn my head to my right and not looking where I'm stepping, and I stepped on the stump. Yes, I did. Ankle twisted, y'all, and I slid into second, let's just say that, head first. They told me I went straight down to my head. And I will tell you that my phone saved me. My phone is broken up tremendously because it saved my face and my glasses. And so, yes, after I get off today, I will be bringing to life my new phone. But yes, here's the reason I bring that up is because I had just finished seeing The Woman King. So I knocked the wind out myself, no doubt. I mean, it was like boom, my stomach was like, and I got myself together and I was like, hey man, we got places to go. We got to get up and go. I got checked out, no blood, nothing broken. I said, let's go. And so, that was the encouragement in my head. I go like, look, those women had a lot more different blows than I did. If they can get up and go, I can get up and go. And so we did make it on to the restaurant to take our group picture with our shirts on, Women of Color and Recreation and Parks. And shout out to Christian Fuller, who was kind enough to drive me from the restaurant to my hotel room. And I shall return to next year. Next year, the convention will be in Dallas. And we'll definitely be there to support Dr. Shaw again. And she says that we're going to be on a panel. So, hey, I love meeting GART members in public. And so that was one of the great times. Now, the celebration for Dr. Sonia Shaw does not end. So because tonight she will be my guest on Meet the Contributors, our Facebook Live that we do to meet our individuals in our magazine. The magazine is called Significance in Athletics and Sports. It can be purchased on Amazon. And this is our fourth issue, And so Dr. Shaw will share with you her insights of her experience of contributing to the magazine, what her article is about, why you need to get the article, and just, you know, we're going to talk about the convention. So if you, and listen to me, if you're in athletic administration on a college campus, why do you need to have a parks and rec administrator or individual in your back pocket? Because when you have those clinics, you need to be able to have a captured audience, somebody that can go grab those young people to bring to your campus for those, take a kid to a game, for those clinics, especially for the sports we're trying to grow. And that was my experience while I was in the conference office. Whenever I had a championship at a different city, I would connect with the parks and rec in the area to make sure we had young people and be exposed, especially volleyball, trying to increase the number of minorities in that sport. And when I had tennis championships, I would have the young people from parks and rec be brought to the site and learn about tennis. So, again, partnering, you get further together than you do by yourself. So this is why you really need to know. And look, I'm going to tell you, I'm one person I do know who utilized it, because when I said, I met women from in Parks and Rec, women of color Parks and Rec from Seattle to New Orleans to Greensboro, North Carolina, of course, Baltimore. So, yes. And, hey, I even asked when I was speaking to the lady at New Orleans, I said, well, first I said, one of my former students is now the new athletic director at Dillard University. And I said, and she says, Soro. And that would be Dr. Linda Bell. And she says, oh, I have to meet her. I said, well, Dr. Kiki, she's also your soror. She said, oh, yeah. I said, she can introduce you to her. So this is what it's all about, connecting vines and minds, and we all growing together. But, yes, tonight at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live within the Chatner Garden Facebook group, where we will talk with Dr. Sonia Shaw. Yes. Now, I do have a piece of an exciting news that I was able to share with some folks individually. I didn't put it out to the masses, but I had the grand pleasure of having a table at the 4th Annual Sports Power Brunch, which will be in Phoenix again, but this is during the Super Bowl. So we will be at the Super Bowl week, February the 7th, again back in Phoenix, Arizona. For LaToya's stories, I mean, when I tell you this is a place that I will never miss, this is her fourth one. I've been at two of the three so far, and I plan on never missing it. But I will tell you, she does not have any single tickets available. So I had to purchase a whole table, which that's what I want to do anyway. But I'm able to give you a different price than a normal individual, if she even has individuals. Right now, she is only selling tables. So if you are interested in being in the place, And, you know, individuals that have been at this function have been, the first one I went to, the reason why I wanted to go was agent, Nicole Lynn. I really wanted to hear, I wanted to hear about her journey, because it was student athletes who brought her to my attention. I said, no, I got to be up on this. I got to know her. And if she's going to be there to speak, I got to make my way there. And that's one the main reason. But when I went, I met some more folks. People became my clients. People have been in the magazine. Outstanding. And then last year when I went, I saw a lot of young people, a lot of interns for some organizations. Dr. Chana Ju, she spoke last year. Angel Berta, she led a whole panel on like the mental health, and some phenomenal. A lot of Garden members are on the stage. So this is an investment. It's a sizable investment, but if you want to be around, if you want to grow where people know how to navigate those top-level spaces, that's where you have to go. So email me if you would like to get a link to hold your spot. I've had a couple of people to tell me to hold their spot, and this closes October the 15th. So I only got one table. And right now, I have 8 spaces that have not been purchased. They've been kind of spoken for, but hey, I can't hold something unless I got the money. So I do have the option of paying down on it. So let me know, MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. You're gonna really want to be in this space. And look, this is interesting. When the first one I attended, I met our media partner, Candy Waller, at that location. It was in Florida at that time. And so she was there because, again, I will say I saw a lot of media folks in the Florida one. And that's what C. Wall Foundation wants to do, is to train your student athletes. So with the media training, and I really think this is so important with name, image, and likeness, they really need to know how to, it's part of branding. And that's what people are looking at. And because there was not that many barriers to entry to the masses, to the marketplace, we have to train our young people, especially when they hit go live on their phone, on Instagram, on TikTok. There's a time for funning, as you will. There's a time for really framing yourself as an entity. And this is what I'm looking forward to seeing, what C. Wall Foundation does with this. So I like to say camera action. C. Wall will protect you from having sorry Miss Jackson moments. So for more information, go to info@cwallfoundation.org. Again, info@cwallfoundation.org. Z Butler, she is really, really using her experiences as a former athlete and her career of being in social services and the mindset of young people. She's combining all that to address athletic identity. And she's a great trainer. Oh, my goodness. She spoke at the Black Student Athlete Summit. And let me tell you, I already knew her because she's my client. I said, you know, you really need to present here, about your books. And so she didn't necessarily talk about 25 tips, which is what I'm promoting today. 25 tips for the next level student athlete resource for parents, athletes, and administration. But she spoke about her newest book, The Mental State of Sports. Fantastic presentation. I would really encourage you to bring her to campus to deal with athletic identity when you're dealing with your life after sports and things you do. And if you are in the high school level, definitely get her book to put in the hands of your student athletes. A great way to begin to have discussion with your athletes. To get either one of these books, go to theballcode.com, theballcode.com, and you'll be able to pre-purchase The Mental State of Sports, and highly encourage. Aisha Foy, I just last night recommended her book to a state athletic conference that's doing leadership training for all their student athletes in the state. I didn't pitch my own book. I pitched this book, and so I'm pitching it to you today. This is a great book. I gave the book to a young person, an 11-year-old person. Success is My Major, by Aisha Foy. And I love it because Aisha Foy is athletic administrator herself at a Power Five institution as a recruiter. And she really does talk about leadership skills. And it's funny, I asked in my class yesterday, who was the man or the woman on campus in high school? Everybody hands raised. So the young people in my class are older than the freshmen. But you know, as a freshman, you come on campus, you got to start all over again because your identity is shook up because there's a whole lot of yous, a whole lot of number ones all put in one spot. And how do you make your way? And so Success is My Major kind of deals with the athlete who is not, the behavior is not equaling his headlines because it's in his head or she's in her head because she doesn't understand why she got to start all over again. It's a sense of entitlement, and that's what she has on the cover of the book. It says go from entitlement to, this generation, next generation, the needs to start entitled, leave unforgettable. Yes. So this is a book that can be purchased at successmajorbook.com, successmajorbook.com. And one of my favorite books, long supporter of Chat the Garden, is Surviving the Lights, A Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse by Tawana Smith. I just mentioned this in class yesterday because I was talking about name, image, and likeness. And since our students are going to receive money in this name, image, and likeness, the same tools that we use for professionals to avoid a curse is what we have to share with our young people before they become pro. And one of the main things about the curse is the financial piece, how you got money and then it's gone in a minute. Now, some of our athletes know that, you know, you can have an agent can foot you, but then when you get your money, it's gone. That's the kind of common thing, even from the entertainment side. But what they don't know, and I'm telling you, I said this yesterday, and one of my athletes' mouth like flew all the way down to the floor. I said, yeah, you see people on Instagram, you know, let's say they get some Beats headphones, and they represent, and they give them free Beats, and they're bragging about they gave it to all their teammates for free. Well, guess what? You got it for free. You got it for all your student athletes, your teammates for free. But guess what? You got to pay taxes off of something that you didn't get any money for. So how are you going to pay for that if you don't get any cash from it? I don't have the answer. But somebody who's a tax preparer, maybe so, can. And that's who you need to have in your camp. not to somebody that's going to get you some deals, make sure the deals make sense, but somebody who's going to be preparing for Uncle Sam, because Uncle Sam is going to get his money. And I said Uncle Sam. I didn't even say the state taxes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to have that into consideration. And so this is one of those books that help you kind of like, one of the things I like, she tells you how to let down your family members of why I can't have you handling this, because this is way, we're way above us. So it's nothing personal. So get this book at Amazon, and it's in three different formats: paperback, ebook, and audio. And lastly, I'm excited about telling this, because see, this is where I'm going. I just saw last week, unfortunately, a shooting took place at a football game in the state of Delaware. Yeah, so when those things kind of things happen, you got to be prepared for the copycat, right? I mean, unfortunately, it's a reactive situation, but I've been trying to tell y'all, don't wait for that. And so I was able to recommend Ava Amaker's company. She's an education and risk management consultant, and she owns Vigilant Safety Training Center. I was able to recommend her to speak to the whole state of Delaware on how to, about preparedness and how to best practices and how to self-assess and course correct. And so she likes to say policy to practice. It's nice to have a nice little manual and say what you're going to do, but do your individual staffers know what that is? So the center offers the following: first responder training, which is very similar to what we're talking about, sport and event staff certification. So those are the people that wear the yellow jackets doing your sporting events. So they may be contracted out, but just because they're contracted out, you still need to make sure they are trained in what happens at your facility, because guess what? Who's going to be held responsible? You. Okay, workspace safety and personal training and operations. So that you can make sure you're on the right place. She has an assessment, so you can see if you need to bring her in as well. Go to Vigilant, VigilantTC.com. Vigilant, VigilantTC.com, to get her on board for you. So now I get a chance to bring my guest of the hour to the garden, and I'm excited to have another chat. We met briefly, I want to say like 6 months ago, Sheldon Rumors, CEO. Sheldon Rumors, CEO, executive producer of This Is It Network. Welcome to the garden.
How are you? Hello, how are you? It's so wonderful to be here.
I'm so glad to catch up with you as well, because we chatted just a little bit before the Super Bowl, I believe.
Before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, to some of the event that I was just mentioning about having a table there. So catch us up. Tell us about how you went, because from the sports perspective, from college to currently your position now.
For sure. So I'm a former Division I athlete. I played field hockey and ran track for LaSalle University in Philadelphia. And in understanding, you know, the power of being an athlete in general, but also the restrictions, I studied media and communications at LaSalle and wanted to be in broadcasting. That was always the goal. But internships are limited based on a dual sport schedule. And when I went solely to field hockey, still with a busy schedule, it was quite difficult to be able to fit in internships and such. And so really went from the broadcasting journey into media sales and advertising and marketing and publicity, and spent the majority of my career within hospitality, creating events, launching facilities. I was part of the launch team for the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. So that was a huge, gigantic, huge, gigantic project. I was there before there was walls, and we really erected this amazing facility, and I was part of the ground. At opening, there was 5,000 employees. I was employee number 269, so I was there at the inception of it all. So it was a wonderful scenario to be a part of. It was a wonderful opportunity for me, but I knew that I always wanted to tell stories, and I knew that I needed to figure out how my personal story aided me in the position that I needed to be in, the position that I am now. So in utilizing the experiences I had within hospitality and television and sales, really began to create an agency. And so I helped primarily women in business with the grit of from a former athletic mindset, right? Being able to arrive early, leave late, 3 a days, all the things that I could channel from my collegiate experience, created an agency to really help in women in elevating their voices. And so in doing so, we now produce content that is distributed throughout the globe. I produce my digital talk show and then a video talk show, and then I produce 22 other talk shows for 22 other women, and we distribute them all over the world. But we needed to meet our women offline in addition to online. And we knew that they were in love with series of different verticals, so whether it be fashion or food, and sports. And so because I'm a lover of sports, I'm a lover of women in industry, I'm a lover of women in entertainment, and it was important for me to not only entertain them online but to meet them offline, we started doing a series of women in sports events. And so as the pandemic softened and the world opened up, we were in at Los Angeles at 2022 for our We Win Women in Sports event that housed and hosted about 125 women. It was absolutely wonderful, and we're looking to do the same in Glendale, Arizona for 2023.
Okay, so when will that take place?
Yeah, so that's going to take...
What month?
So it's going to take place at the Super Bowl, that Super Bowl weekend, that's Saturday. And we're finalizing the details, so I'll make sure to send that over to you so you can share it with your community. The more, the merrier, and we'd love to see you all join us in celebrating women in sports and entertainment.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Good.
Yeah, that's how we met. You reached out to me about that, and I was like, hey, I'm about to go there, but I'm going to be here because this. And we're about to do it again. I don't know if I'm going to stay that long again, but we'll see.
Yeah, no, our paths were crossing. I know you come in a little bit earlier and we come in, you know, a little bit later, but my hope is, you know, maybe there's some opportunities for us to extend our trip and start a little bit earlier so we can attend the event that you are a part of.
Oh, that sounds great. Sounds great. Yes,
wonderful.
Yes. So, So when we talked, we were talking about some of the sport shows that you were trying to create. Can you bring me up to date on that?
Yeah, so we are in talks with a number of what are considered secondary and third tier sports where, you know, I played Division I field hockey, and so you won't necessarily find that on major broadcast. There's additional sports that are worthy of attention. You know, where the focus is for me is that I was a lifelong fan, right? I played field hockey from age 12 to 21. And at that point, because I wasn't playing professionally, the access to the sport dwindled, right? They're readily available. Mm-hmm. I was a fan for all of those years. And this is happening to women's sports across the board or just sports across the board. You know, you're not having that continued fandom moving forward. And so for a digital platforms such as us, we have the resources to be able to highlight, not only storytell and cover what's going on in women's sports, but also to be able to broadcast those women's sports. So teaming up with a series of different production companies to be able to provide recaps as well as high quality viewing for the secondary and third tier sports so the fandom can continue, whether it's lacrosse or field hockey or women's golf or, you know, not necessarily just the majors or not necessarily just the championships, but the everyday tournaments, the everyday competition, so we can really continue the fandom moving forward. And that's what our commitment is. Now, that does take a number of different conversations and it does take a number of different resources, but we're committed to ensuring that that happens and beginning the process of launching those particular shows in 2023.
Okay. All right. So coming in 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we're excited about it.
Do you cover any high school girl sports?
We haven't. We haven't covered any high school girl sports, but that doesn't mean we can't showcase and highlight those particular athletes that are up and coming. The interesting thing that we've definitely done within the last 3 months is that our network, This Is It Network, has a mission. It's our Scream Your Dream mission. So again, we want to elevate the voices of remarkable women across the world. Mm-hmm. And what we found in doing so and elevating the voices of professional women, that there was a void within the collegiate and young female executive space, in the young female athlete space, and in finding out how to connect them with understanding how to share who they are, what they want, and why they deserve it. And so we started a program called Find Your Voice, right, instead of Scream Your Dream. So it's our early intervention for these young people so they can really begin to take on the practice of how to speak about themselves and how to participate in what we have going on. So in that vein, our goal is to highlight not only collegiate athletes, female athletes, but also high school female athletes. It would be a wonderful opportunity for us to do that. So we don't cover the events or games as of yet, but definitely looking to highlight some remarkable athletes moving forward.
That sounds good. So,
yeah,
because, trying to find an angle so that those that are listening can send you some of their top athletes to cover.
I would love that. In life, you don't know what you don't know, right? And oftentimes we keep our heads down, right, to be able to function in that way. But I would love to hear from your listeners as it relates to what they're doing within their communities, within their municipalities, within their schools, and what stories are worthy of attention that we can shed some light on and make sure more people know about them today than yesterday.
Well, it's interesting as you say that. This definitely is a chat, so we haven't talked about this beforehand. But one of my other entities is that I am the operator for the Boo Williams Girls High School Holiday Classic, where my goal is to have 48 teams. And so Boo is a McDonald's All-American, a selection evaluator. So that's wonderful. The second part that I really love is that my students are my marketing team, and they're doing their practice on it. And so we have decided to, because the tournament is December 28th, 29th, and 30th, and it's the end of the year, but we're going to put one last blast to celebrate Title IX.
Of course,
And so our goal is to find the diamonds in the rough to highlight them, to try to bring them to Hampton so that they can be showcased and be seen by him, no doubt. And so that's what made me ask you that question, because we're going to start doing players of the week or who to watch between now and December to try to drive that.
I love that. I love that. Well, you better keep me on your media list and make sure that we have that information so we can support you accordingly. We'd love to be able to share, whether it be through traditional blog posts or maybe it's a scenario where we can attend to get some video coverage. We can definitely talk about what that looks like.
Yeah. Again, y'all heard it here first. I mean, my brain starts moving and I'm like,
But this is how it happens, right? This is how it happens.
Yes.
This is how we get to where we need to be. So I am for it and excited for it. So thank you so much for even bringing that up.
Well, I was there till 9 o'clock last night, so it's still the top of the brain. So, I mean, I try not to live it, but I will say, and this is what it is, the God honest truth, my creativity comes in my sleep.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear. Well, you gotta take it when you can. When it comes, you gotta jot it down.
Because if you don't, it's gone. You hear me?
Yeah.
It is gone. I have tried to put. I said no. That's why there's a pad beside my bed, or I start typing the notes on my phone so I can release and go back to sleep. Because you know how you try to hold on, try to remember, and it's like you're not getting any kind of rest. That's not good.
Right, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%.
Well,
but that's what it is. When our minds are moving a mile a minute, you know, us creatives that are, you know, that are in this space, you know, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. It's all good. It's all good.
So I do want to go back and find out who did you highlight at your last We Win function.
Yeah, so it was definitely, well, the way in which our functions work is that this is actually an opportunity for the individuals that are in the room to be in the room. So we had executives from the NFL, from the NBA, networking with each other. We didn't have a formal program.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about having a cocktail party and a networking event for them to just truly relax, bring their friends, eat, drink, meet some brands that really wanted to work with them. We were so grateful to work with brands such as Con Air and Inspira Tequila and a number of different folks that really want to get in front of women in sports. And they're, you know, again, going back to not knowing what they don't know, they, you know, introducing these types of opportunities, they've found an opportunity such as yours, right, to brands and to sponsors, has been really eye-opening for them to say, oh, this is a very active group of people. This is a very interested and intrigued group of people that are really going to not only use our products but talk about our products. And so it was very much a casual scenario where people could go, you know, retreat from the madness that was Super Bowl and for a brief moment charge their phone, you know, quench their thirst, get something to eat, meet up with friends that they hadn't seen throughout the weekend, and really begin to do business. We want to bring about a casual way of connecting in a social environment for folks to be able to see how they can collaborate, and that's what we were successful in doing.
Well, now what you were saying about brand, and I'm going to shoot this out here, and then I'm going to take a break. Because I don't think we talked about this last February. But name, image, and likeness in college athletes and brands.
Yep.
It appears that you connected with brands. And the audience here, even though, let me be clear, an athletic administrator is not the bridge toward brands and athletes per se. Okay? You know, we can't, well, they can't because I'm not an athletic. But that is if you have brands and need some education about who to carry their message, I would say that this is the way to go.
Right, right. No, absolutely. And a lot of brands have come to us based on the relationship that I have with a number of universities or just directly with student-athletes and in general to help bridge that gap, right? It's a new territory in general for all of us, and so to make sure that not only the athlete is educated in the process but also ensuring that the brand, you know, is in a really – significant and proper space. It's been wonderful to work with not only the athletes but brands in the NIL space, and I've done a number of different conversations, lectures, or, you know, what I teach at Temple University. I'm an adjunct professor at both Temple University and Drexel University, and I teach personal branding. And the key to that is really about how do you utilize who it is that you are in order to support, whether it be brands, but also more importantly, to get closer to what it is that you want. And so how do you find and align with brands that are consistent with who you are authentically as a person and an athlete? And it's just been really wonderful to be able to work with the brands and the athletes to ensure that that happens.
This month, you know, we had the AD for Drexel.
Right.
Yeah. Was it this month or was it last month? I can't keep up, but yeah.
It's all right. That's, again, you busy, so it's good. It's good. I mean, listen, the problem is when you're not busy, right? The problem is when you are not busy. So we want to make sure that people are busy, and I think that that's a wonderful thing. So it's all good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
I appreciate you.
Teaching personal branding is key, and
yeah.
I know my student athletes are not listening. Well, the people in my class, I gave them an assignment to tell me, because I had them. There was another guy from Philly, matter of fact, attorney Friedland. He gave a great presentation about name, image, and likeness. Last year, and I had a recording, and I had my class to listen to it, and he talks about the offense and the defense of name, image, and likeness. The offense is teaching our student athletes how to brand themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you are a brand, and not necessarily to always looking for brands to come for you, but to embrace the entrepreneurship opportunity that you have now.
Love that.
So that's the offense. And then defense is like protecting your end zone. And your end zone are your assets. And to know about taxes and to know who do you need to have, you know, to review your contracts. But the tax piece is the one that catch everybody off guard. And you need to be educated on both. You need to be educated on the offense, which is the branding piece, and entrepreneurship. And then you need to be educated on the defense of protecting yourself to protect your assets as it relates to the rules. I think they probably know about the rules about them in the university, but the rules of Uncle Sam and your state, and how do you protect that? Because there's some entrepreneurs that don't even know how to do that. So.
Oh, 100%. More entrepreneurs than not don't know how to do that. So,
Oh, yeah. But we're going to take a really short break talking about paying bills. And when we return, we'll talk some more.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, my name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Did you know that athletic identity is one of the top three struggles athletes experience, especially in terms of their talent? My name is Zedrilyn Butler, and I am a former Division I NJCAA and NCAA women's basketball player. My book, 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, is a great resource for parents, coaches, and supporters to equip their college athletes. Pick up your copy at www.payhip.com/theballcode. Together, we can beat athletic identity.
What's good, family? My name is Aisha Ford, former student athlete and author of the book Success Is My Major. Now, when I was a student athlete, I went on a mission to maximize my college experience and prepare for the real world by studying successful people. And I lay out everything that I learned in my new book, Success is My Major. Everything from leadership development, character development, understanding how to transfer the skills that I learned on the court, and how to use those in the real world. If you would like to learn more about the book, please visit successmajorbook.com or email me at Aisha@successismymajor.com.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving the lights? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Monique A.J. Smith, here in the Chapman Garden with Smith and Blooms in athletics and sports. So, hey, I want to ask you this question, Sheldon. You know, we just crowned our WNBA champions, and it seems like the fan base is growing. It's difficult. Still difficult to watch. You were speaking about providing for those sports that are hard to watch, period, but those that are in the mainstream. And but I will say I am excited that the NCAA National Championship for Basketball Women, the championship game, will be shown on ABC Sports.
I'm excited.
Can we just talk about, you know, we're talking about 50 years of Title IX, but it's like you got to claw just to be able to see it. Because, again, when you see it, it's just like Serena. You know, because her matches were mainstream, I know men who switched from their football on a Sunday to watch in the U.S. Open over the years. It's about accessibility to grow these sports.
100%. It's about accessibility and support. And I think, you know, one of the things that, because we have such a large female audience that watches This Is It Network, you know, what we are committed to is women watching women, right? Because if 50% of the population can pay attention to the sport in which we are advocating for, right? It's one thing to say we all need equal pay, but to not participate in going to these games and supporting these athletes, I think that's the scenario, and making it as easy as possible for individuals to do so. I mean, I think that there's a number of folks that have good intention, but they don't even know where to get the tickets, or they don't even know how to tune in, or those types of scenarios. And if it's not front and center, it tends to be out of sight, out of mind. And so what we want to do is create that access and encourage women to watch women in sports. And I think it's such an exciting time. Is it late to the game, literally? Absolutely. But what we can do now moving forward is to ensure that women and fans alike. You know, you just mentioned about a gentleman who now is enthralled in the game because it's good sports. You know, it's a competitive space. It's entertaining. And so we have to position it as such and not as a secondary alternative to watching sports, but to actually, you know, get in the game. So we're encouraging and doing an active campaign to get women to watch women's sports. So, you know, for sure.
So how can our listeners watch on your platform?
Yes, please, please. So it's super simple. Log on to www.thisisit.tv to watch all of our programs. Again, we have over 22 programs that we push out, as well as different opportunities to get involved in the network as a whole. And then you can log on to thisisittv.com for more information on our corporate business and getting involved with what we're doing as far as entertainment and education.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So yes. You want to name some of the features that you've had to try to drive them to click the button?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we love being able to work with the Female Professional Football League. We love OJ. Shout out to OJ. You know, and working with them, we just went to the championship in Dallas, and that was amazing. The WNFC has just been a wonderful supporter and really a great opportunity to team up and do just as what we've been saying, sharing that information and sharing what they're doing and the uniqueness of what they're doing. The leaps and bounds that organization has made in the short time that I've known about it, that I've been involved, has been absolutely wonderful. What we're doing as far as communicating with those, we're based here on the East Coast, so, you know, working in conjunction with the major players, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Phillies and the Sixers, and just starting conversations, I think, is the key, right, is to getting into those rooms in addition to Temple and Drexel on the collegiate level and LaSalle, and to say, okay, what are the voids that we as a network can fill? And every single time, the void is telling the story. People cannot purchase what they do not know. They cannot support what they are unaware of. And so if we can be a vehicle to tell that story, to encourage people to follow Fan and Like, to purchase the tickets, and we're available to do so, and letting these major corporations, these major entities know that we are available, willing, and able, you know, that's our mission. And so it's just been really fun to tell these stories of these remarkable female athletes, and we look forward to continuing to do so.
Well, I want to plant a seed, okay? So Delaware is right down the road from you. I would really like to see more stories about Delaware State lacrosse.
I love that.
You know, based on their experience that they had last spring, I had the pleasure of doing a workshop for them Labor Day, actually. And telling them how to share their story, use their voice.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So my workshop is take the mic, voice over your fears to lead
your
fears. I love
that.
So their experiences should be able to assist others. But we just need to tell these are some phenomenal women who have gone through something, but they're excelling on the field. So that's my plug for some former clients.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I mean, then that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, now through you, now I know more, right? I know what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they're doing, and I'm excited to participate in it. And that's all it is. I mean, I think that for those that are listening, make sure that you're sharing. Make sure that people know what you have going on, so now I'm armed to share it as well.
And, well, you know, I'm going to hit you up about the table in Phoenix, and we'll hit you up for the magazine, okay?
Okay,
I want to say
course.
Thank you for joining me. I want to say thank you to our engineer, Jomlin Harrison of Refined Solutions, for being my eyes and ears. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for updates and show guests and podcast follow-ups. Join us on Facebook's A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. And have a significant rest of the day.